نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, in tonight's talk we will focus on three issues. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, tomorrow the day of Friday, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So there are certain aspects that sometimes get overlooked, so we should try and inshallah implement it in our lives. Then number two is, what attachment do we have really to the noble Quran? And then we know the holidays have started, so what should we be doing during these holidays and what challenges are we facing in the micro and the macro? Alhamdulillah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. When one studies the noble Quran, you will find that not a single day that a special surah chapter is dedicated to that day beside Jumu'ah. In chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, comprising 11 verses, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is already highlighting the importance, the significance of Jumu'ah. Hence, Suratul Jumu'ah, and it is chapter 62, and comprising 11 verses, so it shows how important, significant this night and this day is. What should we be doing tonight, tomorrow, my brothers, sisters, children? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah, adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Whosoever recites surah kahf tonight, tomorrow, Allah jalla wala will bless that person with radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. And the hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. Should we ever wonder, ponder why Surah Kahf every week? Why? There's a message for every strata of society. If you look at the starting, Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the seven youngsters, the seven youth. There are so many youth here, every one of you should be reading that. What is Almighty Allah's message to me and you, the youngsters? Then the corporate world, we know that money is sweeter than honey. Today you tell your wife, oh honey, oh darling, oh sweetheart, if she just turns it around the other way, oh honey, give me some money, then we want to make istikhara and all those things. You know the story. So brothers, we must remember this. So the corporate world, Quran is teaching us a lesson. Lesson of the youth, you youngsters, by heart this. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Oh Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us, encompass us. Ya Allah, we are youth, we have so many challenges. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Ya Allah, whatever our matters are, you arrange it, organize it for us. The youngsters read this, Allah Jalla Wala closed the mouth of the cave, and lo and behold, they stayed there for 300 solar years, 309 lunar years. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. See how Allah accepted their du'as and supplication. Me and you, brothers, you in the corporate world, day and night, some dealing, we are busy with forex and so forth and so on, inshore, offshore. When you see your business, when you see your farm, you see your cars, your property, say, Ma sha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. Allah is teaching us that when you see your farm, you see your business, Say it is the decree of Allah. There is no might, there is power to give me this except Almighty Allah. It is not my business acumen. It is the decree of Almighty Allah and not my degrees. The third lesson for the ulama and the scholars. One day hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam rendered, remember, a wonderful sermon and so forth. And what happened was, somebody asked him, Man a'lamun nas? Who is the most knowledgeable of people? So what he said was correct. He said, Ana, so remember I. Allah does not like we must attribute things to ourselves. He should have said, like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hada min fadli rabbi. So he said, I, Allah Jalla wa'ala told him where the two oceans meet, not Cape Town now, another place. You go there and you will see there is a big, big slave servant of ours, a Nabi also according to majority scholars, and we will teach you so many things you don't know. So he goes, the whole story mentioned in the Noble Quran. Then in the ending Zulqarnain story is mentioned, when you are a leader, you're a politician and so forth. So every verse in the Noble Quran has so many lessons for us. Noor, radiance and effulgence. So read, my brothers. Today we have DC, direct current. We have AC, alternate current. Then we have ANC and no current. Load shedding takes place. Then how upset you get. Your wife goes crazy, ballistics. All the food will go off and so forth and so on. What will happen tomorrow in Barzakh, we in our graves? Tomorrow on Day of Justice, we don't have noor. Learn this verse. Chapter number 66, verse number 8. Rabbana, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Rabbana atmim lana, noorana waghfir lana, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. O Allah, perfect for us and give us that radiance, effulgence. And on the day of justice, and forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. So number one, and if you are busy and so forth, you can't manage the whole surah, then read the first 10 verses. Allah Jalla Wala will protect us from Dajjal, the biggest deceiver and so forth. It's authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. Second one, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Every day we are supposed to be reading Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, we must increase the quantity as well. From young age we are hearing Durood, Durood, Durood Sharif. What does Durood mean? Remember, Durood is a Farsi Persian word. And the literal meaning of it is, when you have a farm, you have some big plantations and so forth, and then you experience a bumper harvest. You're going to sell that crops and harvest, make maximum profit in minimum time. So that is durood, the literal meaning of it. So when we read salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this world also, in the year after also, remember we will experience maximum amount of reward, a optimum amount of reward. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. Imagine what great wisdom there is. And therefore, when we make dua and we petition, beg Allah, first praise Almighty Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Thereafter, salawat, durood sharif. Allah will not reject the durood sharif. Why? Because Allah Himself sends salawat and durood upon Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just now Maulana read Maulana Magda. Maulana Magda read, mashallah, beautiful. What he read? He read Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33. Go to chapter 33, verse 56. Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah, wa malaikatahu, and His angels, yusalluna ala nabi, that Allah is sending special mercy on the Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels are sending special mercy. Ya Allah, elevate the rank of rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places here to Ashiqana khitab hai. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Abdullah ibn Abbas, the greatest commentator of the Noble Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, remember Faqihu Hadhil Ummah, the jurist of this Ummah, they used to say, when Allah addresses us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, it is to elevate our rank and status. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You also read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. You say Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All permissible. Ulama have written books. Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, when you study his old books, you will find one was Fadail-e-Durood Sharif. So understand, I don't know if any one of you met Hazrat Shaykh in Medina Munawwara when he was reading Salat and Salam. You know, in the Hazrat passed away, 81, he came here to South Africa, and that was the last i'tikaf of Hazrat. Allah Ta'ala reward our Mawlana Yusuf Tutla, Rahimahullah, and his team and all the ulama. We spent the last week there, alhamdulillah, first of Shaban, 82. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu passes away. One day we were in Medina Munawwara, and Hazrat Shaykh is reading. He should not read Salat and Salam in the masjid like me and you. Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu used to read outside the masjid, in the wheelchair, just to cover Hazrat with all the blankets and shawl. I saw myself for 2.5-3 hours. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, reading Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he will read? As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. Then he would read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He would read the whole surah Muddathir. Me and you all shortcut business, you know how it is. We always looking for some loopholes and these type of things. See, that is the ashiq. That is the awliyaullah, the sage of the age. For you ulama and students, Hazrat of the Kitab, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actual book is written in Arabic. In 3 days he wrote it. When I was in Zambia, Hazrat Mawlana Abdurrahim Mutala Sahib Rahimahullah, Abdurrahman Abdurrahim, whatever. So he told me, Hazrat ne us kitab ko tasneef ki 3 din mein, in Arabic. He said he hardly slept. And then the translation is written. So in the taqreez there, in the starting introduction, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah wrote, is door ke sab se bade muhaddis, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Imagine. The greatest scholar of hadith. So these are the giants. So we must all take lesson from this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep our tongue moist, inshallah. Tomorrow, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for us. We have to die, all of us. Who got doubt in death? Man tawaffahu allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu allahu min fitnatil qabr. Whosoever Allah jalla wa la gives death on a Friday, the night of Friday tonight with Iman and Islam, or the day of Friday tomorrow before sunset, before Maghrib, then waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr, Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect that person from the punishment of the grave. Did we ever make dua, brothers? Ya Allah, mujhe aise maut naseeb farma, ke jumme ke roz ho, aur sabse behtareen din ho meri zindagi mein. Kustadi awa kabir. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, I'll tell you about him, he passes away on a Friday. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi passes away on a Friday. Hazrat Ji Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarullah Marqadahu passes away on a Friday. Haji Farooq Sahib passes away. So many ulama, 1999. And it is the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan al-Nadwi Nawwarullah Marqadahu is Ramadan. It's the last 10 days. It is Friday. He already took ghusl. And he was wasaim. He's fasting. Ramadan. He's reading Surah Yasin. Ramadan. Friday. Last 10 days of Ramadan. He's reading Surah Yasin. Which ayat he reads, and then Malakul Maut comes. And one taqala ila rahmatillah. He leaves this world. The ayat he read, his last ayat on this earth, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغَفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness and give him reward. Allah is announcing, give such people reward, a magnificent, spectacular reward. And then he passes away. What you will say of such a person? After 3-4 days, I was in the Haram Sharif myself, in Haram al-Makki in Makkah, 27 nights, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil is Imam, and 27 nights, there's 12-15 janazas, they announce, we're reading Salatul Janaza ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan al-Nadwi. So I started crying, I was right there. The place you make tawaf is mataf. The place you make Safa Marwa is Mas'a. So I was there in the Mas'a. And I started crying, Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man. You gave him maut on Friday. You gave him maut in Ramadan. You gave him maut while reading Quran. You gave him maut. Now we're reading Islatul Janaza, yeah, in Makkah and in Medina, 27 night they read. So the Arab brother was standing next to me. He saw me crying. He said, Man huwa, man huwa. So I said, Alimun fadilun min al Hind. A giant, a great luminary of our time. And he's from India and so forth. So see, do you know Abul Hasan al-Nadwi? Go read, just his markaz. Go read the book he wrote of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So the life and the mission of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. If you don't know, you must remember Urdu and Arabic and all. Go read the English book, so you will find everything there, inshallah. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi one day, they told him, Abul Hasan, you are too great. You see, y'all, Durban, you can't forget this word, you can't be so simple now. So you love the sardine rush, right? So when you serve Zamzam, like here, Maulana Rawat Sahib is giving a Rawat, no? I'm going to get your name mixed up just now also. I'm getting old also, you know. You youngsters there, you'll get mixed up in Salat, isn't it? So what you do? You don't know which ruku you're reading, which rakat you're reading, all that. So that you can say, I get confused. So I tell them, no, you're not confused. Your fuses got blown. And this type of things there. So he asked me how my fuse got blown. So I told him, when you read Salat, you never said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khinzab. The shaitan who troubles us in Salat, blows our fuses, confuses us. His name is Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. The hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. And when it troubles you, our mothers, sisters, you see how many liters of water they waste. That I never wash my elbows, I never wash my ankles. There are a lot of stories. So there the shaitan's name is Walahan, W-A-L-A-H-A-N. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So always ask Allah Jalla Wala for protection. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi, they told him, Sheikh, the Sa'din, the person who gives Zamzam, Siqayah. So he gives Zamzam water. The people who give food for the Hajis and the Hujjaj and Mu'tamirin, Zaireen, that in those days, Rifada. The person who has the keys of the Baytullah, Sidana. The person who holds the key, Sa'din, Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. So the Sa'din, his name also was Abdul Qadir. So Sheikh Abdul Qadir, Shaybatul Hamd. He passed away, Rahimahullah. So he told him, Ya Abul Hasan, now you must come. We're going to open the Kaaba Musharrafa. Lo and behold, when they went there, he told Abul Hasan, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, Sheikh, it don't befit me, I must open the Kaaba. You turn the key, and then you enter, and then I'll enter. That is what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. See, for the Indian alim, who was given millions of dollars by the Saudi government, by the UAE government, Brunei government, this government. He took all that money, he said, give it out, he didn't touch 1 cent. Mary Jay Sahab, Jay Sahab, oh, he said, bring another one, Halmi Mazid. You see, that is the difference. Understand? So ask Allah for death on a Friday. Pirane Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, what he said? In Ghunyatul Talibin, go and see. Big lesson for all of us. Last week I was in Free State. Some of these towns, I don't think you all heard the names also. So I was there in Kruenstadt. It's a church and a masjid, now Masjid-e-Bilal. Senegal, their church, and they made it a masjid now. So Masjid-e-Hajar, the old type of church with the big, big blocks and stones. So Masjid-e-Hajar. So I went there to the graveyard Friday morning last week. So six Muslims brought there. But they got their own graveyard. So I was very happy. And then that night, you must remember that Friday evening, I went to Bloemfontein. I was at Jummah time, beautiful masjid. So after Asr I went. Subhanallah, they got their own graveyard cemetery. And then remember that I saw seven empty graves. So I said, so many people passing away here. He said, no, we don't know who's going to go next. So see, tomorrow lesson for all of us. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadima yawm al-jum'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. You, my brother, you, my son, go visit the grave of your parents, both of them, or one of them on a Friday, then you will be forgiven and considered a pious son of your parents. Hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkan Sharif. See what a Pirani Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah taught us in Hunyatul Talibin. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan and shroud are being washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But me and you, we're so busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. What's the dollar? What's the rand? What's the euro? What's the rupiah? I got my India friends there. You know where we are? A lot of brothers from India. So I asked him, وَكَ هَيَ بَيْ. He said, وَ گِيَا هَلَوْ پَيْسَا كَيْ پَاسْ. So even the paisa, you have to make hello to it. You know, sir? They say, wo gya hai hello paisa ke paas. So, wa kam min kafanin maghsoolu, wa sahibu bisuqi majhoolu, wa kam min qabarin mahfooru. How many graves are being dug daily? What do we think? Tomorrow will be history. Wa sahibu bisururi maghrooru. And the person, remember, going to the grave, me and you, we are deceived by the occasions of joy and happiness. Today we fly first class, we stay five-star hotel, and we are enjoying life, khana, pina, all these type of things. But remember, we will lose everything when Malakul Maut comes. You youngsters, tomorrow you're going to propose. So you go with a Toyota and Nissan, and that, what that girl's party will say? They will say, we make istikhara. But you go with a Merc or a BMW, they will say, I to go haru lage. This one is right. You know, youngsters, what's BMW? Be my wife. You see? So say, this guy is right guy. You see? So everything deceiving us today. Wa kam min famin dahiku. How many a mouth is smiling today? Wa huwa an qareebin haliku. Our health is excellent. My children are excelling in school, madrasa. My business is flourishing, but remember, very soon we halak, we history. So brothers, think about all that. So this was just introduction. My real topic is, how attached are we to the noble Quran, my brothers? If a non-Muslim have to ask us whole day, you'll say Quran, Quran, what's the meaning of Quran? How many of us know that? So Quran means qara'a, to read. So we have to read the Quran daily. Quran means Qarana, that all the verses, all the ayat, all the surahs, 6,206, 236, 6236 verses are attached and joined with one another. 114 surahs, chapters are joined with one another. 540 rukus, you know, we have ruku. So 540 rukus are attached and joined with one another. So that is the meaning of Quran Sharif. Everything of Quran is the best. Where was it revealed? Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Who brought the Quran Sharif down? The archangel, greatest angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. To whom? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it is the best of the best. But what have we done? See what Quran says. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, my people, they have abandoned and neglected the Quran. Ask ourselves, my brothers, I'm not speaking of Ramadan, I'm not speaking of our normal ma'mulat, our normal reading Surah Yasin or Surah Waqia or Surah Mulk. Besides that, how much Quran do we read? How much do we read, brothers? Think about it. I'll just give you about 7-8 incidents, and then you see how far we have gone away. Number one, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif, and you teach it to others. Go to Tirmidhi Sharif, the same hadith. Go to the commentary and see what I'm telling you now. The person who narrates this hadith is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. One of the rawi, the reporters there, is Abu Abdurrahman Sulami. When you calculate, he says, أَقْعَدَنِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقْعَدِ. This hadith made me sit here to teach Quran Sharif. If you take from Sayyidina Usman starting time, till the time he passed away, Hajjaj bin Yusuf time, if you take starting to ending, it's 72 years. If you take ending of Sayyidina Usman and the beginning of Hajjaj, then you must remember it's 38 years. So if you take average, it's 55, 60 years almost. Imagine one hadith made him sit, Sulami, rahimahullah. I must practice on this hadith, learn the Quran, teach the Quran, learn the Quran, teach the Quran. That is dedication, devotion. See in our South Africa, my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, he's teaching his 55 years. Where I am in Lanesia, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, you'll all know him, I think, of Mias Farm, and then he moved to Lanesia. Lo and behold, 50 years plus minus teaching Hifz. Today, where and where his students? I used to go by him and ask him, Hazrat, how many students became Hafiz by you? I used to kiss his hand, although I never studied by him, but the love and respect we have. So you must remember that he used to put his finger up, his ikhlas. He say, yeah, wallahu a'lam, ye to sirf Allah ko pata hai. See. How much love they had for Quran. My brothers, let me tell you, when I was very, very young, I think I'm still young, but anyway, very young, right? So when I was very, very young, then we had the tapes, you know, cassettes. And then after that, your CDs came out. And then you must remember, USB came out. And before that CDs, that cassettes, they used to have that 45 and whatever, that records they had. I remember those days also. If you remember those days, there were two Qaris who were world famous, and they deserve to be famous. One was Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad Rahimahullah. He visited South Africa twice. So when he came to South Africa in the early 80s, so I went to meet him also. So listen one incident of his. So one day in the time, this Egyptians, if there's any Egyptian here, they read Quran the best. There's no question about that. We don't debate that. But when they normally speak, the jim, they make gaf, masjid, Jamal, Gamal, like that. So Gamal Abdul Nasir, Jamal Abdul Nasir, Gamal, like that. So in Nasir's time, they went to Russia. They had very good ties, Moscow. They took Sheikh Abdul Basit with. So then meetings all finished, all nice recess, break time. Say, who's this person? Say, no, this is like our spiritual minister. So you're going to listen to him reading Quran. You're going to listen to him reading Quran. These are Russians, hardcore communists. They don't believe in Allah, atheists, everything. He, Qari Abdul Basit, this is documented. So you must remember. So he read. You know Qari Abdul Basit, how he reads. He read. Suddenly they told him, stop. If you know Qari Abdul Basit, and then when they read, they close their eyes half the time. You know, put their hands here and all that. We can put our hands here, nothing will happen. You know that. So all these things here happen. When he saw these Russians all crying. He said, for what you crying? He said, we don't understand, but something is hitting our hearts. Now this is in Quran, my brothers. This is in Quran. And best part, it happened in our continent. But alas, we're not aware of it. Surah 5, verse 83. Surah Ma'idah, Surah 5, verse 83. Sahaba radiallahu anhu's first hijrah from Makkah came here to Habasha. You must remember to Ethiopia. And then they were there, the Quraysh came, they said they were slaves. Najashi was there, Negus radiallahu anhu. He was a very, very just ruler. So he asked them, said, no, we're not slaves. We brought Iman. And then he said, what is your Iman? Explain to me. They said, we believe in the Quran Sharif. He said, read for me. Sayyidina Jafar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali's brother, he passed away there in Mu'ta, there in Jordan. So he read Surah Maryam, chapter 19. See what Allah says. Jafar radiallahu anhu is reading, and they listening, Negus, Najashi, and his cabinet and entourage. non-Muslims, but they knew Arabic. Allah describes, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. Beginning of the seventh Jews, chapter 5, verse 83. When they heard what was revealed to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the tears were rolling down. Because now they recognize the truth. Nabi Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, his Mubarak name 25 times in the Quran. Sayyida Maryam, Honorable Lady Maryam, Mary, Sour Mary, the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra, Maryam al-Batul. So her honorable name mentioned 34 times in the Quran. Chapter 19 dedicated to her. Juxtapose and draw a comparison between the Quran Sharif and the Bible. And then you see your conclusion. Imagine non-Muslims and they cry, me and you born Muslims. Which day did we read Quran and cry? Allah's message to me and you. No delay. There and then they said, Ya Allah, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, we declare our faith now and now immediately. You record us on those who gave testimony in your oneness and majesty and sovereignty. We believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The 9th year, 10th year of the Hijrah, he Najashi Negus passes away radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not Ihsan Faramush. He would not forget the favor. He did a favor to my students. He did a favor to my companions. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the Sahaba out of Masjid Nabawi and then they read Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib. And therefore the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, they say you should read. That is academic discussion. So the lesson I want to share with you, anything you do, attach yourself to Quran. Second Qari of Egypt, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. You know, Sheikh, we met him. We met Sheikh Abdul Basit. We read Salat behind Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. I went to study in Karachi in 74 with Allah's Fazl. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri's madrasa, a lot of these Arabs used to come. One day Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmoud came, Sheikhul Azhar. So there was, you know, this Khadim, Patan, you know, they simple a little bit. So now this Egyptian entourage comes and all of them. So big jubbas and big kubbas and all that they have, you know, all that, the Azhar uniform and. So Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah told that Khadim, when the sheikhs come, you must say Ijlis like that. So he got so excited, he saw all the big jubbas and big sheikhs. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud beard was so long, longer than mine also, big white beard, big tasbih also. When he came, so he, the Khadim, he said, Iblis, ya Sheikh. He said, Ijlis, Iblis, ya Sheikh. So Hazrat bin Nuri also said, Samihna ya Sheikh, this guy, you know, he's simple Simon, he come from the jungle, like you understood. So they all had a good laugh in heaven. We were there, alhamdulillah. So like that, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud came. So, mashallah, he read Qirat, and we read Salat behind him. I heard him in the Haram also, those days King Faisal's time. King Faisal passed away, Shaheed, in 1975. In 74-75, they announced, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri is going to read Qirat in the Haram. So who wants to make tawaf, carry on, everybody else keep silent. Subhanallah, where they give adhan, so he reads from there. Who is Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri? You must learn some Arabic also. You see a small carpet, a small mat. You call it hasir. So his family, his father, grandfather, dada, all of them. So when they used to live on the periphery, on the outskirts of Cairo. Lot of dust all flying there. People traveling, the family said, no, don't read Salat here. We bring for you carpet. So they used to bring carpet. So their name came Husri. Like our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, you see. So the whole family selling sabun and all that, you know, soap and that. So sabuni like that. So anyway, Mahmud. So one day somebody in his family saw a dream. So what dream he saw? He saw that the grape juice is coming out and not stopping. So this is 90 years ago, almost 100 years ago. So you must remember they went to Waliullah, some sheikh, sage of the age. He said, what's the meaning? He said, go find out who's the good youngster there, young. He said, Mahmud.
He said, put him in Azhar. I speak of 90 years ago. Now, not today's Azhar, those days. So he became Qari Hafiz, became Qari, he became Sheikh, he became this, he became this. You ulama students, write this down, make mental notes. أول من سجل القرآن برواية حفص. The first person in the world to record the old, the Quran Sharif, beginning to ending, according to the riwayat of Hafs, was Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. أول من سجل القرآن برواية ورش, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. First person to record the entire Quran Sharif, according to the riwayat of Warsh, was him, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. أول من سجل القرآن برواية قالون, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. That he took all the variant qiraats and they made cassettes and they made those records and what have you and all. So we were very young. I know that cassettes, I remember. Then, أول من قرأ القرآن في البيت الأبيض. The first person to read Quran Sharif in the White House, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. أول من قرأ القرآن في الأمم المتحدة. The first person to read Quran in there in the United Nations, Sheikh Mahmud Khalil Husri. What you say of these people, my brothers? See how Allah gave them. What honor that when we dedicate our life to Quran. But what we do? They like stories. Can I tell you a story? People, they love stories. You know, Sunday I have Q&A. So the people, they send messages. They say, please tell us more stories. You understand? And this type of thing. 12 March, Hafiz, I became here with Allah's help. So 12 March, Monday, I left South Africa. First of my life, I'm going overseas. 11 March, Heidelberg, you know, small town. So all the people came, the men, you know. So I still remember my shirt and trousers and all that. We're going to school also, you know. So anyway, all these things. Yeah. So then everybody called us Hafiz Sahab, Hafiji, you know, like a shortcut. You know. So the one person told me, Maulvi Banwano. So I said, G, looking down. He said, Maulvi no pagar to bo o chuche. Instead of giving encouragement, he's telling me about the wages and all these type of things. Can you believe? Then the other person, he started adding more masala. He said, Hafiji. I said, Ji. He said, Ke trustee. I don't know the trustee, they make me maaf. So he said, trustee, bo kharab che. You mustn't become imam. You understood? Yeah. So from that day, I used to make dua, I mustn't become imam. You understood? So your trustees will finish me up in this type of thing. So alhamdulillah, whenever. So see, brothers, this is a lesson. Encourage your people, encourage your family. Somebody become Hafiz and so forth. You know, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, go read. Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahimahullah, used to say, Inda dhikri salihin tanzilu rahma. When you speak of the pious, the ahlullah, the khasan-e khuda, then Allah's mercy comes down. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, mashallah, many of you are Hafiz here, Allah ta'ala make easy and make our children and all of them, inshallah. So Hazrat Bayezid Bustami saw a dream. One night, two nights, three consecutive nights, he's going to the church. Lo and behold, Sunday came, he went to the church. And he tried to camouflage himself a little bit, backbencher, you know, in politics, sat right at the back. Yeah, the priest, the pastor, whatever you want to call, padri, whatever. So he came. He also must have seen something. He's not an ordinary person also. So they told him, pastor, priest, start the sermon. He said, no, I can't start. He said, what you mean you can't start? Everybody is ready. He said, there's a Muslim here in this congregation. Muslim, please stand up. Now his cover is blown. So he said, yes, I'm Muslim. He said, no, you must come here in front. We got some business to talk. We got some questions to ask you. See. So when Allah Ta'ala gave these people so much taqwa, piety, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah, that when you have true taqwa, piety, Allah teaches you directly. He said, see, Muslim, I'm going to ask you questions and you must answer. One proviso, one condition, every question I pose to you, you must answer from the noble Quran, not idhar udhar ki baate, you know, this, from yeah, no. You must answer. He said, fine, I'm ready. Now the church, silence in the church. You know, you say silence in the court. So silence in the church. Now he starts the question. Pay attention now. Who is one and not two? Qul wallahu ahad. Allah is one and not two.
What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? So he said, you must remember, that is Bayezid, is it Bayezid? ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ The arsh and the throne of Allah, one. نُون وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ The pen which Allah commanded must write the destiny of everyone and everything. وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُرْسِي So these are things beyond our perception, comprehension. Only Allah knows these are the three. What is four and not five? The Kutub-e Arba'a. So the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Quran, he read all the verses. What is five and not six? The five daily salat. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ What is six and not seven? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِن لُّغُوبٍ We created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and no fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touch me. I'm Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. What is seven and not eight? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ Allah created seven skies, seven firmaments, call whatever you want. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ And Almighty Allah, let the angels, eight of them, carry the throne and the arsh of Rahman. What is nine and not ten? It's not Hilal Masjid. You know what is Hilal. I went now to Free State, and that first Masjid, Quran started, the Masjid's name, Masjid Bilal. Hilal, Bilal, you know. Yeah, you call Muazzin, you go Cape Town, every Muazzin, they call him Bilal. Vazdi Bilal, Vazdi Bilal. Every Muazzin, they call him Bilal in Cape Town. So I told them, okay, I got 100 riyal in my pocket, and anyone can answer this question. Then I tried it everywhere, no one knew, so anyway, my 100 riyal got saved. So I told them, Sayyidina Bilal, when you go to his grave Mubarak in Damascus, then it's written on the wall there, مُؤَذِّنُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَزِيرُ مَعْلِهِ The minister of finance and the muazzin of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Bilal bin Rabah. What is his mother's name? So everybody looks down. You know, I'm a teacher now, we teach like this. You know what the students are like. So that when you know they look down, then the huzu is breaking, like they finish, like, you understand? It's knockout, like, you know. So all just look down, so it's finished. So I, and all of you, I don't ask you now. So Sayyidina Bilal's mother's name, Hamama. Okay? So Allah Ta'ala let eight angels that carry the throne of Rahman. Nabi number nine. So we have a Masjid Hilal. So yeah, nine people, 90 people will come, come here. So no, there was a town. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْتِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Nine people, all troublemakers. Understood? So, say, what is 10 and not 11? Tilka ashratun kamila. When you perform hajj, tamattu kiran hajj, then you have to slaughter the hadi, the animal. Our people say, dame shukr. Now your money got lost, stolen, so you have to keep 10 fast. So 10 ashratun kamila. So thereafter, what is 11 and not 12? The priest is firing up. The people are amazed. That is like the paper leaked. He knows all the answers. So, not leaked, Allah is helping him. So, he says, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ أَشْرَكُ كَبَا Surah Yusuf. I see 11 stars. So, what is 12 and not 13? So, Surah 9 verse 36. إِنَّ إِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا أَشْرَ شَهْرَ 12 lunar months in our calendar. The priest say, your answer is very good, all right. So, the priest also knew what's happening. Not simple Simon he was. He said, Bayezid, I'm asking you two more questions. Remember the proviso. You must answer from the Quran, not here and there. He said, fine. He said, who is that person? He was in the grave. But the grave was moving around here, there and everywhere. And lo and behold, he came out alive from the grave. He said, no, it's easy. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. John the Baptist, the Christians say. Sometimes I translate because there are non-Muslims listening. So you must remember that, and then فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَائِ. So then that same fish came and threw him out, cast him out. He was reading in the belly of the fish. Surah 21, verse number 87. And what is that? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. He said that was the penultimate question. Now the ultimate final question. See how difficult. He said by Yazid, O Muslim, there is a strip of land. There is a piece of land. That land, never did the sun, the rays of the sun touch that land before. And never did that strip of land, did the rays of the sun touch after. Only for one day, for short few hours it happened. The sun was shining there and then finished. Which is that piece of land? You be honest with me and you. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. Mushrik with a kaf, people who worship idols and all that. Mushriqeen, you read Ishraq Salat this morning. So whilst the sun was rising, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people came, and by the ocean, the people told him, oh Musa, again we got trouble. In front of the ocean, at the back is the Pharaoh. Inna lamudrakun, he said, kalla. No, my Allah is going to help me. Fadrib basak al bahr, hit the ocean. And the water opened up, closed up the letters, the land, sand appeared. Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed over. The Pharaoh and his cronies army saw that. Propaganda, he told them, I did that. You see. So when he came, the water met again. He, the priest said, 100 out of 100, you answered all correct. Hazrat Bayezid then asked him, O priest, I beg your indulgence. You asked me 14 questions. Can I ask you one question? He said, go ahead. He asked him, Ma huwa miftahul jannah? What is the key to Jannah? So he also goes down. Who's the Pope now? Who's the Pope now? Pope Francis. Who was the Pope before? Pope Benedict. When I was in Zurich, Switzerland, and all that, one person came, he asked me, you know German? I said, no, I don't know. He said, okay, I'm showing you something, then this person will translate. So Pope Benedict is saying to his bishops and cardinals that this Christianity of ours is not the right religion. The other religion, Islam, like he means, you know. So when he made that statement, they made sure he must resign and all. They say, if the Pope speaks like this, what will happen to us? There'll be no hope for the Pope. You understood? So you must remember. So they made sure he resigned. So I said, let's go meet him. He said, no. He's under house arrest and a lot of stories. So when I went to Germany then, so I told the people, you are Germans, come play that thing for me. I didn't tell them somebody translated. So they translated same letters. So brothers, we have the best. You have to fear none. I was in Beirut, in Lebanon, 97-98, around there. So I love books, you know, Arabic books. And the best place to get books, you must remember, is Beirut. So I told him, bring this. So he brought, he said, Ashara ya Sheikh. So I said, Tilka Ashatun Kamila, just spontaneously. So he told me, I told him, bring that. So he said, Martakul, what you say? I said, Inni ra'aytu ahad ashara kawkaba, 11 stars. I said, bring that book there. So he said, what do you say now? So I said, Isna Ashara Shaharan, the 12 months. Then I told him, bring that. So the number 13 is not in the Quran. Now he's boxing. We non-Arab, simple Simon. He's Arab. So he's sure now this guy is tight in the corner, you know. So Allah helps you always. Allah's mercy. So he looked at me, what do you say now? So I said, Washafi'i wal watari. Allah takes qasam of even numbers and odd numbers. So in between was a counter, he came around and he hugged me. He said, take all the books, Allah hisabi, I'll pay for it. I say, put plastic quick, I'm going now. You see, so just that he changed his mind and all this type of thing. So brothers, my message to you is, when we going, now we come to the conclusion. You my sisters, you my brothers. I was there when my father passed away. I was there when my mother passed away. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. When your father, mother, someone near and dear to you tells you, O beta, O beti, O my beloved son, O my beloved daughter, ye mera arman hai, ye mera tamanna hai, ye mera arzu hai. In Arabic we call that lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. Three things I want you, O children, O youth, O students. You must learn. When I say must, look at the hadith. I'm not saying farz. But Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lawadittu al-mubalagha fi tamanni. It is my ardent desire. It is my strong desire. Every one of you, male, female, adult and child, you should by heart Surah Yasin. Hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. Surah 36, 83 verses, not tomorrow, you start tonight. You start tonight. And what will you do? You say before school open, university open, whatever, I will be hafiz of Surah Yasin. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be pleased with me. We'll do inshallah. Next one. Same words. Lawadittu annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. It is my heart's desire that every one of you must by heart and memorize Surah Mulk, chapter 67, 30 verses, every day 2-3 verses, 3-4 verses. How long it will take you? So remember that Habibuna, the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be very, very pleased with us. Third one, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allimu aba'akum wa auladakum wa ahlikum." Mustadrak Hakim's hadith. Go to the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah, atwalu suratin fil Quran, the longest chapter Surah in the Noble Quran. Verses 285-286. Amana Rasulu bima unzila talfansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allah Jalla wa'ala revealed that on the Mubarak blessed heart of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min tahti arshi rahman. The verses were under the arsh of Almighty Allah, special, special. And now you received it, so go teach the ummah, teach your family. So how come we can't do all this, my brothers? So make our holidays holy days. Use our leisure time in our pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is my message to you, the youth and the elders. What are the challenges? The micro and the macro. See. The problem with us is, we don't even know what's going on. We don't even know. مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَوَجَاهِدٌ. The fuqaha, they say. The jurors, they taught us that if you don't know what's going on, actually you've gone very far. You know, you lost the plot. Like now, in Cape Town, you know, I don't get into the politics of it, but there's no politics there, so you must remember that they're going to pass the rule, the bill, or it's passed already. They say you must remember that the noise pollution and this, they use euphemisms, you know. So now, if it is passed already, from tomorrow, 1st October, for example, I'm giving Adhan, the Bilal. I told you just now, the Bilal is giving Adhan. We Mitchells play Grassy Park, Athlone, Yede, Cape Town Central, wherever. So you must remember, one person goes, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary. You know it happened in Springfield Beach. I went to his house. You all remember, but he wasn't there also. So I said, let's go, what, we have nothing to lose, you understand? We go everywhere, let's help you, we don't fear. So you must go, alhamdulillah. So you must remember, there's somebody complained, so they'll tell you, you can't give adhan in the mic. You know what is Cape Town, brothers? 1781 to 1793, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah was a political prisoner in exile. He was at Robben Island for 13 years. You HIF students, you ulama, you ustads, you should teach your students these things, yeah? 1781 to 1793, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah wrote the Quran Sharif from memory, and the entire Quran in that 13 years he wrote. You go there to Buakab, the other upper region, and you will go to Masjid al-Awwal, the first masjid, 1794, and that is 200 years before our democracy. And that is the first masjid, and Imam Tuan Guru is the first teacher there, is the first imam there. So imagine, everything started in Cape Town. But today Cape Town, maybe they want to clamp us down with our adhan. What will it go to?
But the South African today, we're too busy. We don't even know these things there.
Today was the last day, end of September, that if you call a person gay or what have you, and if the bill gets passed, then they can charge you for a hate crime. How many of us are even aware of this? So look at the micro and see which way we are going now. Islamophobia. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. We started with Noor. Their motive, their intention is to extinguish the Noor of Allah. They want to finish up Islam بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Allah is inspiring us, you youth. Don't think only of I want to get married and my wife and everything. So we brought my wife, I dropped it there, you'll understand, one house there, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas house and all that. So you must remember, then I opened the door and then I closed the door. So this Hafiz Muhammad Basa, he's a sharpshooter also, youngster, he's married also. So I told him, Basa, Hafsa, you must know what to do with your wife, you see? That you must tell her, honey, you go inside and I will open the door and close the door. So when you see the husband opening the door and closing the door, then you must know the car is new or the wife is new. Then the wife will say, Ameen, Ameen, and all of that. So Allah is inspiring us. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let this noor spread wherever He wants to. No one can stop it. Remember that. We must have that yaqeen and conviction. So brothers, micro. Come to macro. Not this macro, your supermarket. Leave them out. Macro, the world. Our brothers, Taliban. What they did. Who's Taliban? They like us. Madrasa students. We studied with the Taliban. So students from Afghanistan and all that used to come. So you must remember that besides their iman, they are ghayyur. They have respect and love and conviction in Islam. The Mujahideen, you must remember, in 1996 to 2001, Mujahideen, Afghan were running, you must remember, the Muslims were running there. Then 9/11 came, they bombed them and everything. Mullah Umar Rahimahullah. So when we went to Russia, and there, so you meet people, you know. So we try all these topics. I say, you guys are big shots. Red Army, world power, you said superpower. How come you lost against these people? He said, you know what, three things happened. See, what three things happened? He said, when they used to come, they used to say in chorus, in unison, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, something used to happen to us. I say, I know what used to happen. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعُبَ. Allah puts رُعُب, A-W-E, awe and fear in their hearts, Allah used to put. He says, then second thing used to happen, when they used to come, with their big, big beards, then we knew we finished, you know. So, you're mashallah, you know, in Durban, I don't think you'll see too many here. If you come by our side there, the Kruger Park and all that, then you see the real lion. You know? Couldn't start, mashallah, there. I was there last week. Thursday, 140 lions they got white tigers, they must go see. So I gave them a lecture on lions. I say, you know, a lion, it sleeps 21 hours, 22 hours of the day. And after 21, then he wakes up, we look this way, one eye closed, one eye open. He's hungry little bird. But when he sees something, then you see everything moving. You saw what a big mane, what a big beard he got. So the King of England came, 1948, South Africa. He looked, he said, show me a real lion. So first day they took him around, no lion. He got upset. The second day they took him around. Lo and behold, he got mad with them. He said, I'm the king and I have to go back. Never mind one more day, I will just readjust my schedule. 3 days went, morning to evening, dawn to dusk, no lion. Fourth day the paper head. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. And now we go, we just see. Third one I ask, what happened? He say, we used to see white, white things coming. Malaika. And they used to finish us up. So my brothers, the enemies can do what they want to. It's my commitment, your commitment to Quran Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Connect and attach ourselves to the Quran. Allah will elevate us so much, so much. Detach ourselves and you will find humiliation. Look at the Arab countries. 99% worshipping the Americans and the West. They make sajda to them more than they make sajda to Allah. That is the reality. So you must remember these things here, my brothers. So the point I'm making, we're going to make dua now, inshallah, my time is up and I'm tired also. So inshallah, tomorrow, Jummah, I'll be there in Sufi Masjid, Glennon Road. And after Asr time in Avondale, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas son is getting married, Hafiz Ismail. So inshallah, we'll be there. So make dua for them also. So my brothers, and the youth, don't waste your time this holiday. And you fathers, mothers, encourage your children, inshallah, with love and diplomacy, that don't forget the Quran. Attach yourself to Quran. Attach yourself to the Sunnah Mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will give us. You see in the morning how many non-Muslims they contact us. They're all thirsty. All of them. They will debate with me. AK does. I say, speak what you want to speak. You understand? And I don't know what they're going to ask. But you must have that. Ya Allah, you help me out. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. So that is what we are. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala make us of those that we become an asset to humanity. Allah Ta'ala accept us. Come, Jazakallah khair to our Mawana Rawat and all of you, the trustees. We don't know who they are. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. So I was telling you of Hilal. Hilal means the first three nights. You must remember the crescent comes, you call that Hilal. 14th night, you call Badr. Qamar, you call the waxing, waning. You see Arabic, how rich it is. So that's a separate topic, inshallah. One day when we come back, we'll show you about the glory, beauty of the Arabic language. Quickly, 2 minutes, we make dua, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma fi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Warham mawtana mawtul muslimin. اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل اخر كلامنا كلمه لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعه النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله امين.